What is this stuff?
The chef calls it his pièce de résistance.
Well. Oh, I got a piece of resistance right here.
Oh, Dan, throw it away.
No, save it. The chef's building a gristle ball.
Want some?
What is it?
Trail mix. It's real good brain food.
Say, that's quite an endorsement coming from you.
I figure I'm going to need a little extra boost with all those tests we got to take.
Ah, don't worry about those, Bull. We're just part of a research study on people that work in the criminal justice system. Me, I'm kind of looking forward to them.
What kinds of stuff do they ask you on those tests?
Well, there are several parts to it, Bull. Personality, aptitude, IQ. For example, they might show you an ink blot like this. Dan, what do you see?
A set of Hall of Fame Hooters.
I think it looks like a basket filled with puppies.
Kind of looks like the Lone Ranger's mask to me.
Well, looks like a family of bunny rabbits squashed on the interstate by a convoy of trucks. Except for one little guy that almost got away only to be hit by a station wagon instead.
Results?
Oh, yeah. Hey, gang, listen up. Dr. Malloy is here to give us back the scores on our personality test.
If you could all gather here for just a moment, I'll distribute them. Perhaps you could help me pass out.
At least I'd do is make you feel faint.
You must be fielding.
So how'd we do?
Well, you're quite an interesting group, as indicated by your scores. But before you open your... sealed packets. I was going to say that Dr. Keating, our project director, will be down to help you interpret your results.
Mother, may I?
Yes, you may. However, being laypersons, you may find it difficult to interpret your own results.
Exhibits hostility? What the hell is this supposed to mean, pucker butt?
Good example.
Hey, you guys want to hear something weird? Listen to mine. The respondent's playful temperament is inconsistent with the type of person who should hold a position of authority. Is that a laugh or what? Okay, so I like to have fun. Big deal. This makes it sound like I'm some kind of clown.
Oh, by the way, sir, your shoes came back from the repair shop.
You know what, Barry? At least the IQ evaluations are fairly accurate on these things.
Why? What'd you get, Dan?
Rosalind, I wouldn't want to sound braggadocious.
Now, let me caution that the intelligence quotient is often misunderstood.
What did you get, Dan?
Let us just say that my IQ, as per my usual, is larger than normal.
Dan, for your information, you're not the only one in this room who has a big IQ.
Excuse me. It's really inappropriate to be comparing results.
She's right. But $20 says mine's highest.
You're on, buddy.
I'd take a piece of that myself.
Yeah, I kind of like my chances against this bunch.
Well, I'm not much of a gambler. But when you're playing with a hot hand...
Count me in, too.
Paul, are you sure you can afford $20?
Gee, I think so.
Must be $10,000 there.
Grocery shopping tonight.
Okay. Now, a score of 100 would be average intelligence, right? Then might we safely assume that we all have a score over 100?
What, my turn to ask? Okay, does anyone have a score higher than 200?
Well, that's impossible. You see, a score of 140 is a genius.
Really? Then what would 181 be?
Paul, now, are you sure you're reading that thing right?
Oh, whoops, it's upside down. This way, it's 181.
Oh, give me that. 181. Chiquita, this must be his hat size.
No. The man just has immeasurable cognitive powers.
Yeah, well, I eat a lot of oysters.
Is that the subject, Dr. Malloy?
Oh, yes, Dr. Keating.
How are you, my boy? It's an honor to make your acquaintance, Mr. Shannon.
Hiya.
My God, yes. Would you look at the size of that brain pan? No wonder.
Doc, are you saying that our old bailiff, Buddy Bull, here is a genius?
Well, yes. Does that surprise you?
Would it surprise you to find out the Ayatollah had been a rocket?
Doctor, I'm afraid we've always thought of Bull as, well...
I'll say it. Dumber than dirt.
I can see how you were misled. We discovered some marvelously unusual associative skills in Mr. Shannon's thought processes.
I don't understand.
Well, simply put, you think differently than the rest of us.
So does a stapler.
Mr. Shannon, my associates and I have a proposal for you.
You do?
We'd like to offer you a post at the Institute's Creative Research Division.
Oh, wow, Paul, just think of it, to be paid just to be creative and to think and to do research.
Let's hold on one second here, okay? Let's let this sink in. Bull, research. Now, those two words go together like Margaret Thatcher and hot pants.
So, Mr. Shannon, what do you say?
Gosh, something to think about.
Yeah, you'll have to choose between money and prestige and getting barfed on by drunks.
Not an easy choice.
Mr. Shannon, we're offering you a chance to help your fellow man.
Gosh, Bull could be the guy who discovers a new energy source.
Yeah, or finds a way to reduce the national debt.
Or to figure out how to keep sweaters from getting those little balls on them.
Hey, who wouldn't want to be a part of all that? But I sure wouldn't want to leave you guys in the lurch.
Come on, Bull. We're not going to stand in your way. This could be the chance of a lifetime.
Well? All right, I accept.
Wonderful. So, would you be able to begin work Monday morning?
What time?
How does 9 o'clock sound?
Better make it 10. I don't want to miss the Smurfs.
Send the next lunkhead down here to replace Bull.
Actually, we're supposed to get a replacement tonight. Her name is Ursula or something.
Ursula? We're getting a bailiff named Ursula?
That's what they tell me.
Yee. I picture high Scandinavian cheekbones, stern yet yielding blue eyes, a mane of blonde hair, the kind of girl you want to get naked with and roll around in front of a fireplace.
Judge Stone, I'm Ursula.
With him? Reality cramps.
Tell me about it.
You're Ursula...
Schmeindorf.
Schmeindorf, that's German, isn't it?
Yeah, it means bad sausage.
Your Honor, hi.
Ursula, these are a couple of your co-workers. Would you like to meet them?
It's only 2 weeks. What's the point?
She seems sweet.
You know, I got a feeling we're going to miss the big guy even more.
Yeah. Well, when we see him, let's not mention anything about this, okay? He's got enough to think about already.
You guys want to see Bull?
Yeah, you want to come along?
No.
Okay. We'll see you when we get back.
Whoa, wait. You're going to go see Bull, and you're not forcing me to go along with you.
Well, I just assumed you'd want to come, Dan, so you could peek in on those experiments in human sexuality.
I'll drive.
Are you getting anything yet?
Not this time. Sorry.
Mr. Shannon, don't be sorry. Your work in telepathic communication with animals has been marvelous.
It's a living.
Dr. Malloy, please report to C-Wing, room 7.
Gotta run. I'm gonna leave you wired up, though, just in case they say anything.
Okay, but the gerbils don't seem very chatty today. What'd you say? Wait, let me get this down. Peter Piper. Hey, come on. What are you trying to do, get me in trouble?
Ollie, Ollie, oxen, free, free, free.
Hey, guys, come on in. Sorry I can't get up. I'm wired to rodents.
Not just anyone who can say that.
Hey, Bo, what do they do over here in this room with all the leather recliners?
Oh, that's where they do the sex experiments.
And when do they do these sex experiments?
All the time.
You know, Bo, you look great. Place is the same without you. Don't be a stranger. I'll wait for you over here.
So, what exactly do you think about in a think tank, Bo?
Oh, whatever comes into my mind. What makes gravity work? How radiation penetrates matter? Why men have nipples?
What'd you come up with on that one?
My theory is they're sort of like the portholes on a 54 Buick. Just for decoration.
Please tell me my tax dollars aren't paying for this.
Mr. Shannon, the research team wants to reschedule your time in the sensory deprivation tank. And here's that DNA study. They want your notes on it by tomorrow morning.
Gee, sounds like they really got you hopping, huh, Bo?
No, that's Thursday. Stress tests.
Dr. Malloy?
Yes, Miss Sullivan?
Not that I'm brooding about it or anything, but I have a question about my IQ test.
Yes?
Well, I've always thought of myself as, well, brainy. At least smarter than Bull.
Your score was nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, who said I was ashamed? I'll have you know I came in second in my class in law school.
Well, you'll always have that.
Conehead.
Excuse me, Mr. Fielding. Okay, I'm ready. You can send in the next couple.
So tell me, Doc, what are you trying to do with all these gauges and meters and stuff here?
We're trying to isolate the trigger mechanisms that stimulate human sexual arousal.
A couple of pina coladas and my hormones are wearing party hats, babe.
Mr. Fielding, these experiments are of a serious and professional nature.
Well, Dr. Malloy, I'll have you know that I have logged thousands of hours of field experience covering the entire range of tacto-physio-kinetic responses in relation to... Whoa, here are the naked people!
We call them subjects.
Let the games begin!
So, what are these for, Boo?
Oh, we're studying nonverbal communication with animals.
Oh, and have you communicated?
Oh, yeah. Just yesterday, I was in the humpback whale tank, and I actually learned their beautiful mating song. Want to hear it?
Okay.
Boy, that'll really turn a girl's head.
100.3, 100.4. This is what's known as the arousal phase.
I'll say it is.
We are getting excellent results.
He seems happy.
Subjects show normal dilation of pupils, breathing is steady, and secondary sexual characteristics are responding as predicted.
You know something? I can't believe you don't find this the least bit stimulating.
I'm a scientist, Mr. Fielding.
Oh, forget science. Look at them. two people in a romantic, passionate embrace. Hearts pounding, pulse racing, coupled in the ultimate of sensual passion.
Oh, Dan, make me scream like a banshee.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said make me scream like a banshee.
No, I didn't.
You did. You did. I've got witnesses.
Hey, you heard her, didn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to cut your visit short, but Mr. Shannon's time is really quite valuable.
Well, see you around, big guy.
Hey, maybe we can catch a movie tomorrow night.
Sounds great.
Oh, no, you can't. We have that symposium on memory improvement.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Bye, Ball.
Bye.
Come on, Dan, we're leaving.
Hold on a second here. The ice queen is starting to thaw.
Come on, Dan.
No, wait, come on, listen. It was something I said. How about that passion and romance? Look, come on. All right, look. You don't have to stick to it. Just admit that you said it.
I have some wonderful news, my boy.
Great. I could use some.
Are you ready? We're going to Tibet to do research on the yak.
Say, that is wonderful news.
Why? If we're successful, we might domesticate the yak worldwide and provide the developing countries with a means to feed themselves.
Are you telling me that I might stop world hunger just by chatting with a yak?
A very distinct possibility. And with your potential, there's no telling what you could accomplish.
God, I wish I was stupid again.
What a day. What a week. What a life. Good night, Mr. Courtroom.
Good night, Harry.
Bull? Is that you?
Yeah. Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I've been lying over in the corner for the last couple of hours.
Any particular reason?
They're sending me to Tibet, Harry. But I don't want to go.
Then don't.
But what about domesticating the yak?
I'm all for that. As long as you can keep them off the furniture.
You see, Harry, Dr. Keating says I have a gift that can make the world a better place. So don't you think it's selfish of me not to use it?
Well, yeah.
That's what I was afraid of. I'll try to find you a postcard of some naked Tibetan girls.
Bull. Sit down. It's not just Tibet, is it? You don't like working at the Institute, do you?
I'd rather have a root canal performed through my nasal passage, Harry.
Then quit.
What about my gift?
What about your other gifts?
Huh?
I'm talking about the things you do here every day that make the world a better place.
You mean like making sure to warm my hands before a strip search?
That's one of them. Or treating these people with dignity. Or your generosity. You know, I once saw you give an old man your last buck so that he could go visit his son.
Sure, but a little bus fare hardly compares with feeding the world.
That was not just a little bus fare, Bull. You made a difference in that life.
So you're saying the world might be better off if I was back here?
What I'm saying, Bull, is that the world became a better place the day you were born. And it still is, no matter where you are. You think about that.
I'm tired of thinking. I just want to be a bailiff again. Right.
And welcome back, big guy. You made the right choice.
Yeah. Besides, that whole yak idea was not without its flaws. It seems to me the use of hydroponics with existing hybrids holds more promise for expanded food production.
right.
Maybe I'll just drop the Institute a note.
There you go. Make solving the world's problems a hobby, huh? Come on, let's tap a keg of Bosco.
Oh, by the way, is there any chance I could work a little more overtime? It's going to take a lot of money to pay back the Institute.
Pay back the Institute? For what?
The animals.
Bull. You didn't let the animals go.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Bull. I understand you wanting them to have their freedom, but what good is it going to do if they're just wandering helplessly out in the streets of New York City?
Well, they aren't exactly out in the streets.
You mean...
Thanks for spending your time watching this My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.